Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. And we cover all kinds of topics here. Today we're going to be talking to Joe Agno. He's with a company called AC Desk. Now, we don't normally do people from the business community too much, but it occurred to me that planning an office is pretty important stuff. Joe, there's a science to this, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, there is a science, and there's also technology, and there is, for lack of a better term, a feng shui about the whole thing. People need to make smart decisions. What we try to do, a good dealer, any good dealer, would guide people to good decisions about how they utilize their space.
Well, you know, back in the day when I started in business, I bought a steel case desk, a crummy chair, and a telephone. I was in business. And is there anything more sophisticated than that?
Well, that worked back in let's say, the 50s or 60s, and people didn't have electric and data and things that they had to carry to their desk. They had very, very low needs for things like that. If you watch the movie or the television show Mad Men, for example, you'd see all these desks in the middle of the floor and with maybe a telephone on top or a typewriter, and that was all you needed. Today's technology, that's necessary at all the workstations and all the desks and all the things that have to carry to these, and they have to be collaborative. So it's not as easy as just saying, well, one desk per person, one chair per person, and that should serve your purpose.
Well, what about communications? Communications, does that get involved with your business, or do you leave that to the communications people to figure out over the infrastructure that you create?
Well, it's what I like to say is furniture touches three things that are the largest spends for organizations. One is human resources and capital, people. The other one would be real estate. And the last is technology. And technology today, communications is part of technology. The furniture has to be able to adapt and change with the moving of technology. 10 or 15 years ago, it was a different world than it is. It's a different world 5 years ago from today. There's technology that exists at every workstation, communications at every workstation. If that doesn't move and travel with people around the office, if it's not a collaborative environment, then it's outdated and it's not doing it. Furniture is a tool, just like a stapler or a computer. If the tool's not working for you, then it's working against you, or it's costing you money, not making you money. So it's important. There is, like you said, there's a science to it, but if I'm not working with the facilities people and the IT people and the CFO all as one, then it really doesn't matter.
Well, you know, one of the things that occurred to me is that you're dealing with people who have a corporate structure most of the time. They have money to spend on it, and they have a budget. They know what they need to spend, and they you know, or they create a budget that accommodates what they need to have to make everything work. Now, there's a lot of people who are probably listening to this show who are working at home. How different is that, and can you adapt the same technology from the workplace from corporate to the home office?
There are parallels. They're not the same, obviously, if you're working at home in your basement or in your living room, and you're able to make a facility out of your facility. But the parallels are you still need to be able to be hooked up to the internet. You need to be able to get whatever you need to get electronically, whether it's emails or faxes and texts and everything else that comes along with it. So there's an importance for the home office. We actually carry a particular line of furniture that's very good for the home office versus something that you would probably never put in an office. That's more for collaborative office environments. You don't need the collaboration space at home. You don't need a place to really sit down with four or five of your coworkers and hammer something out. But you do need something that's ergonomically correct so that you don't get any kind of workplace or repetitive stress issues with working from home. If you're working on a kitchen table, that's not the best thing for your back or for your arms or for your elbows. There's issues
or
like
for
that.
Your marriage.
Or for your marriage. It may be the worst for your marriage, or maybe it's a good thing for your marriage. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah, well, if you get thrown out, it's not good.
If you get thrown out, it's not good. But it is good if you have to, you know, if you forgot to take the garbage out the night before and your office is downstairs, maybe you get lucky enough to throw the garbage out before they come and you save the day. So you're no longer in Chateau Bow Wow. So
how long have you been doing this?
Been in furniture probably for about 12 or 13 years.
And it's a craft you learn when you get the job.
Right. This is, I didn't grow up saying, do I want to play third base for the Yankees or sell furniture, and chose sell furniture. But it's definitely something you learn as you go along.
By the way, I think first place base for the Yankees might pay better.
It pays a little bit better. I think, you certainly probably you get a lot more recognition. No one walks. I was walking in here today and nobody said, hey, there's the furniture guy going by. So, you don't get a lot in. Now, you don't get a lot of pay and you don't get a lot of recognition.
And if you go to the school for Father's Day, Father's Day at the school house, it's not like bringing in.
Exactly. My dad sells furniture or designs offices. Is not the same. It doesn't have the same cachet as my dad plays for the Yankees or the Mets.
So anyway, when you did you start in this business by accident or by intent?
Well, it was by accident. Many years ago, I was in the furniture industry for about 2 years, not even intending on it. I first got out of college, and somebody I know had said, oh, we're looking for someone to work with the estimating and sales department for ceiling-high metal and glass partitions, which just sounded like a decent job, and I worked at it for a couple of years, not realizing how that related to furniture, because it was office fronts, and we put hundreds and probably thousands and thousands of linear feet of office fronts into the World Trade Center, World Financial Center, back in the...
What's an office front?
An office front is glass and metal. It's got a door, but it's movable. So if they want to take down that wall and reconfigure the office...
Does it go to the ceiling?
Yes, the ceiling high metal and glass. Yeah, it's a movable wall.
Oh.
And I did that for a couple of years. Again, not realizing it was furniture. Nobody said, oh, it's furniture. But it was. It was part of the office.
And
back
today,
in the,
this is what something you would still be selling.
Yeah, I sell walls now. It's much more. It's funny how I got away from it for years. I wasn't doing walls for 15 years. Came back in the furniture industry again, kind of on a lark. But all of a sudden, all these major manufacturers were doing walls where they weren't doing walls, 5 years ago. 15 or 20 years ago.
Let me just...
Ernie, you're having songs singing on your phone there.
All right, let me... Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. That was an unfortunate interruption, train of thought.
That's okay.
But... what are some of the things that you would tell people to look for when they're looking for how to set up?
That is a really good question. A lot of times, let's take the Long Island market. The Long Island market is very much mid-market, mid-sized, even small business, as you know, it being, with Limbo, all the work you do. There are plenty of large companies on Long Island, but it's made up of the small to mid-sized company. Often those people are not experts in their facility or their real estate management. So they may have started a couple of years ago with 3 or 4 people. Now they're 15 or 20 people. They're leasing a bigger space. They're buying a building. And they just don't know how to furnish it. And they're not in the place where they're going to get an architect to do it or a designer. And they'll say, well, I have 15 people, so I need 15 chairs, 15 desks. They really need to take a breath. They need to be, as we like to say, we like to guide to good decisions, because it's really easy to make a wrong decision on what you want.
What's wrong with what you just said? You said 15 people, 15 desks, 15 chairs.
Right.
Sounds reasonable to me.
It sounds reasonable until people realize, well, what does this person do? Well, they're our HR person, but they're also the person who handles the payroll, and they're the person, well, wait a minute, they need an awful lot more privacy than the salesperson who comes in 2 days a week.
Yeah.
If you don't lock their stuff up, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of compliance issues. Okay, maybe you want to put them in a private office. And then I want my salespeople to have landing areas. They call it hoteling, where they can land, do their work, and go. So all of a sudden, you're looking at spaces totally differently than you were as well 15
years ago. You mean some people using the same space?
Some people using the same space. I'm actually doing two jobs right now where people said, I don't care. who's, you know, the people aren't going to put their pictures up. They're not going to have their pictures of Hawaii and their kids' graduation. This space may not be their space tomorrow or next week. They're going to be moving around. Wherever they land, they land. Because it's about real estate. It's about managing real estate. It's a super expensive thing. So we try to guide people and say, hey, it's not just 15 chairs, 15 desks. Why don't you look at this from a different angle and say, how do I want to furnish this? How do I want the conference room to look? And we'll touch on a couple of things maybe in a minute to discuss what you really need to, how you want to focus your office, because it really has to draw on three separate issues.
Yes. This is Ernie Fazio. We're talking to Joe Agno. This is Earnestly Speaking. And we're talking about something that confronts a lot of people in business, is how to design and how to operate an office space. We'll be back in a moment. This is Long Island News Radio, 103.9, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.